So flotation in your boat. What is flotation? Flotation is materials that are put into the boat to ensure that the boat has at least a neutral buoyancy. Or you may well have seen one of the mast demos where they fill up a runabout and they're in the boat, and whilst the boat might be actually full of water, it's not actually submerged. So all recently built boats, i.e. ones that have been built, any commercially manufactured boats in the last probably about 15 years, are required to have a HIN plate attached. So this is a hull identification number, a little bit like your VIN number on your car, vehicle identification number. So this is a number you want to look for. There'll be a little plate that's either riveted on the back of the boat or onto the seat or somewhere or other. You also find this on your rego. So if you haven't got a HIN plate, then maybe the boat has not been built to Australian standards, which include this flotation. Home-built boats and older boats may well not have enough flotation. So very important factor, because if you do come to grief in your boat, if you get a leak or something happens, then if you can stay with the boat, even if the boat is awash, then it makes it a much easier target for the rescue authorities to find. So flotation is basically its chambers filled with enough foam to keep the boat afloat. So the bigger the boat, the more the foam. So fuel tanks, in fact, don't really qualify because they've got breathers in them as well. So there's a variety of different sorts of flotation you can use. Generally, it's the pouring foam that's poured into these chambers, all the tinnies, or if you look at it, it's under the seat of any tinny, it's full of foam. And quite often other runabouts and things, there are large foam sections under the floor. It's important if you do modify a boat and you take one of these sections out, or for instance take a seat out of a tinny, then you really need to put some that equivalent amount of foam back in again. So you can use inflatable tubes. If you ever had a look at the little dinghies down at the wooden boat centre, you'll notice they've got inflatable tubes that are tied under the seats on those. So they work fairly well as well. They're actually a heavy-duty sort of roll. We sell them in the store, and you can put those into various chambers and inflate them. Obviously, they need to not have sharp points in there. And so you can also get closed cell foam sheeting is also available. This is, you can slice up into blocks and put a tie into seats, or put into chambers, or perhaps you might even line the anchor locker with them, etc. You can use polystyrene, the old kind of white foam that tends to ball a little bit. This works okay, but as long as you can prevent any of the little styrofoam balls blocking your bilge pump, because that's not such a good idea. I've also seen a couple of older trailer sailors, and under the floor on those, they were totally full of sturdy empty plastic bottles, like the laundry liquid sort of bottles. So if you get enough of those and jam them into an area, as long as it's nice and sturdy, then that also is going to help you with flotation. So whatever you can do to get a little bit extra flotation into the boat all makes a big difference. So just consider how much you've got in there. You can always do a test, of course, if you're happy to submerge your boat. Maybe not everyone's keen to put their outboard into the water, but if you've got a smaller rowing craft or something like that, then on a day when it's not, perhaps there's not milk water in the river, you might take her down to the beach and actually roll that old canoe over and have a look in the water and make sure she does float. All the modern canoes have actually got flotation built, and in fact the hulls of a lot of modern canoes, like the Old Town ones that we sell, are also pretty important to have full flotation built into them. So just make sure this is something in your considerations. Check out the flotation on your boat, have a look for that HIN number, and if you need, you can always drop into the store and with the boat, and we can have a bit of a look and see a good way to get it up to scratch and nice and safe.
If you're looking for fishing and boating gear for your adventures on the water, you'll find a very wide range at Franklin Marine. Marine electrical parts for your boat, car or camper. Friendly shipwright advice to help you get the right part for your boat. Local fishermen have helped us select the right fishing gear that works in local fresh and salt water. We have a wide range of fresh bait and cray bait. You can pull in off the highway, even with a large boat on the back.
Franklin Marine is a sponsor of Huon and Kingston FM.